Focused.
Looks like it works.
Okay.
I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
And this is a podcast called Unfocus. Episode what? 265?
Yeah, 265. This is the Wurmple Pokemon episode. And Wurmple is the, you guessed it, the worm Pokemon.
Yo, all right.
Yeah, surprise.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, no, you know, we never do. We never do. Yeah, we're the podcast where we talk about anime, video games, comics, movies, all the cool nerd stuff.
That's right.
Don't forget to follow us on twitch.tv/unfocusedpodcast.
No, twitch.tv/collision28.
That's what I meant.
Because we're a Collision28 production.
Yes, we just happen to be Unfocused Podcast, yeah. And that reflects on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yes,
I knew it was one of them. And don't forget, we're also on iTunes, right?
We're almost everywhere now.
Yeah, everywhere. Ask your friends about us.
Go find the podcast. Go to collision28.com. We have a podcast link there where you can check out various ways to subscribe to the show and get it through a podcast feed. But let's go ahead and start off with how we've been doing with our Unfocus weeks.
I want to go, actually. Because I finally finished it, man.
Be my guess.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been following the show and us talking about the Marvel shit I've been reading. Because I always try to catch up on some Marvel old shit because I'm always behind on something. Because they have too much fucking history, right?
Maybe they're behind on you.
You know what, AJ? Maybe they are. There's no T-comic yet. Fucking true. Up, Marvel. They're making Dracula comics. They can't make a T-comic. Anyway. I fucking finally read this. The modern Secret Wars, the one from a few years ago. And just look at this fucking cover, AJ.
It looks pretty epic.
It's epic.
Are they fighting in space?
Bro, they're not just fighting in space. They're fighting amongst two crashing Earths.
Oh, shit, they are.
Yeah, like, so they're not really in space. They're kind of, like, falling off of the collision of these two Earths. And if anyone sees, they used a really epic, like, what's the guy's name? Alex Ross style art where they all look realistic, and it was really good. I've been reading these Avengers comics for months to try to get up to this, and it was fucking worth it. It's really fucking good. Nice. I almost wish I would have read the Fantastic Four, because this guy's he's the one currently writing the crazy ass X-Men shit going on right now. He's written Fantastic Four, Avengers, and X-Men. I feel like I should have read Fantastic Four, because if you look at the back here, they kind of highlight Dr. Doom and Reed Richards going at it, and it turned out that's kind of the heart of the story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they do have all the Avengers shit did matter, you know, everybody's in it. Should I even tell you about it? Maybe I shouldn't spoil it for you, because this could maybe future...
I'm never going to get to it, so yeah. It'll be cool to know, like, what's going on to see how much they actually keep if they actually do go this route.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a spoiler alert, but I'm going to make it real quick for anyone who wants to duck out of possible spoilers from future Marvel movies and for reading Time Runs Out and Secret Wars by Jonathan Hickman. This is your last warning to not listen to this part. Dude, this shit gets fucking nuts. In the first fucking two issues, Earth gets destroyed.
Fuck.
Yeah. Dude, fucking our Earth crashes into the Ultimate. Remember the Ultimate Marvels?
Yeah.
So our Earth fucking and their Earth is the last ones left. And they fucking start battling with Ultimate Shield, like Iron Man, Nick Fury and shit. And
okay.
Fucking, it was nuts. Like, and I don't know if I told you, Iron Man has like numbered Iron Man in the Ultimate Universe, like different armors he wears.
Yeah, yeah.
And like he fucking brought out my favorite Iron Man 8, the fucking Gundam.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, like they're actually having a problem with this shit, you know, like
damn.
So it was pretty dope. But then that whole fight between them, you think that's gonna be the whole book is them fighting the Ultimate. That's only like one issue. And then the fucking both worlds get destroyed.
Shit.
And then, yeah, and you're like, and everything goes all white for like four pages. They're like, it was like, it makes you feel like it's really like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, it's still like, white?
Like the rest of the issues is all white.
Yeah, and I was like, oh shit. And eventually you turn a page and like fucking Dr. Doom has created a whole fucking world and saved everybody and pulled all the different little parts of the Marvel Universe, different realities that we know, and pulled them all into one fucking planet.
Damn.
Called Battle World.
Oh shit.
Yeah, bro, it's nuts. And there he's God. He has, like, unlimited powers. Like, he cannot
what
be fucked
fuck?
With. Yeah, and he actually did good shit for everyone. He kind of, like, did what the Scarlet Witch did when she put everybody in the House of M reality.
Mm-hmm.
It made life good for them and shit. He did that, but he did it in a Doom way. Like,
yeah,
everyone's happy, but they're all working for Doom.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's funny because he actually did save the universe. He actually did a good thing. But the fucked up thing is, the one thing he tweaked that isn't cool is he's married to Sue Richards. Like,
oh, shit.
Ben Grimm's his best friend.
Damn.
Reed's kids are his kids.
Damn.
So, like, That's the one fucking probably everyone's like.
Everyone's happy, but one guy.
Yeah, well,
Reed Richards.
Well, he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist.
He can't even be happy.
Yeah.
He can't even be sad.
He can't even be sad. And so, you know, this is a brand new world Doom made. And it was the coolest thing. The last thing I'll say about it was.
It's like Susan and all that. Are they aware of what's missing?
Nobody knows. Only him and Doctor Strange know. Mm. And Doctor Strange is working with Doom because they have to keep the secret, you know?
Oh, shit.
It's pretty crazy. And it was dope because this is the last thing I'll say about it. Then I'll kind of move on to something else. You know, you find out eventually there was a small team of superheroes that fucking survived the Earth collision because Reed Richards made a life raft.
Mm.
It's all my fucking favorites, bro.
That's cool.
It was Spider-Man. It was both Spider-Man, Miles and Peter Parker.
Oh, that's cool. Because
Miles snuck in right before fucking the Ultimate World got blown up. So him and Ultimate Reed Richards are the only survivors from that universe. That universe is gone now, I guess. It was Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Mr. Fantastic. Cyclops with the fucking Phoenix Force for some reason.
What the fuck?
I know, that's what I said. I was like, Jesus, why the fuck does he have this? He's all glowing fire and shit. His optic blast shoots flames.
He was supposed to be in Gene, not Gene and him. Shit.
Right? Yeah, man. They won now. they're as close as they're ever going to get. but yeah, it was just that small group of superheroes are actually from our universe and they're trying to fix things and like try to put it back, but they don't know that Doom actually did save everybody to do this, so it's like it's a really weird catch 22 you're in. And you're reading it the whole time, like should they stop him? Because
it's worked out, but is it really? No, yeah, I get it.
It's pretty cool. So,
isn't the MCU kind of base like a lot off of the Ultimate Universe?
Yes, especially the first five movies or so. It's almost like straight up out of the Ultimates. Mm. Like the way the Avengers team up fighting an alien invasion, that's like right out of the book. Iron Man's, I think Iron Man, I don't know if it's one, not Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2 and 3 have a lot of Ultimates, like, technology that he gains and shit like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's very, originally, the Marvel movies start off Ultimate-like.
All right, they might be able to do something. What if we do get this type of Secret Worlds thing, where the worlds are colliding, universes are colliding, or maybe we'll get it with Doctor Strange.
Could be.
And they connect the TV series shit. Like, it actually, they do bring that together. It does connect.
That would be kind of cool.
Like, something happens in some fucking odd dimension where, like, they had no choice but to connect both worlds.
Damn, that would be sick, actually. That'd be pretty cool. That's why I think people were thinking that maybe they would find a way to connect the X-Men universe with this, but I don't think they're going to do that.
Also, like, New Mutants as well. Like, what if that comes into play as well and that gets connected?
I've been hearing a lot of rumors about people don't know where that shit's going or, like, because, like, they want to put it out. Disney wants to put it out, but they don't know where to fucking put it out. So yeah, maybe they will just like link it all. That'd be pretty cool if they did.
We'll see, I guess.
Yeah. This is a really great story. I can see them using this. I even think it'd be fun if when they do the worlds clashing, imagine if it's actually the comic book universe clashing with the movie universe.
Oh, wow.
And it's like actually the comic book versions of them. Like, obviously you get actors to play them, but you know what I mean?
Like kind of how they did Turtles with that comics Turtles came through.
That's
the cartoon.
What I was thinking about. Exactly, yeah.
That shit was pretty dope. Yeah, I guess we'll see. Anything else?
I got the hammer back.
Oh, true.
I was worthy.
So we played some Soul Calibur.
Played some Soul. That was good. It was good practice. Splatoon. I've been playing a lot of Splatoon. Trying to get my like main weapon up. I was telling AJ earlier, like that's something I've been trying to fucking... I wanted to see how fucking destructive could this weapon get. But I got to a point where I'm like... It's pretty fucking bad right now. I don't like. I feel like more isn't worth it at this point. You know, like AJ was trying to tell me that the other day too, and I think he's probably right.
Yeah, like the more power ups you add on, the more it starts to scale down a little bit. So you're not getting doubled because you put two power ups in it.
You're getting 0.5.
Yeah, you're getting like 1.5, and then the next power, the third one, it's like 1.8 now. So it's like, really, is it really increased that much?
And if you can already one shot somebody, it's kind of like. Why, right?
True, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so I think maybe I'll give up on that and just have two items that have the main up.
Yeah. You had a question you said, though, about Splatoon.
Yes. Do you see any advantage in re-rolling as opposed to scrubbing?
Well, when you re-roll, you scrub.
Right. So that's is one. It better to... I feel like I'll never get the combination I want on re-roll. Let me put it that way. I did like three rerolls, and I'm like,
it's gambling. It's like a slot machine, dude. Like, that's how you gotta think about it too. Like, you can only do it so many times as well, because you can only
by the
reroll
snails,
with
right?
snails. Yeah. So, I mean, you might get lucky and get three. I think I might have done it once.
I feel like I'd have to use like 10 or 15 snails to
You
get
might
that.
have to, yes.
Jesus,
Or
I'm scared of that.
you can do a little bit of both. You can, 'cause every time you reroll, you scrub something at the same time, so it kind of works out. So you get some chunks from rerolling.
Right.
And then you get new shit at the same time. So it kind of works out like that. But then you can also do the thing, like, you know how you're playing the game and you're like adding new abilities to it, and then if you're trying to get three, but if you get two, that's cool, you can just add the last one.
Yeah.
Do the same shit with rerolling. Keep on rerolling till you get at least two of the same shit, and then you can chunk in the third one.
Oh, that's a good
So that's
idea.
what I did.
That's pretty smart. Okay.
Yeah, so
Okay.
that's another way to do it. So other than that, yeah.
Do the brands matter when you reroll? Is it still like the same ratio? Like,
Yep.
okay, cool.
All
All right. That's the main thing I want to know, because it feels like a really in-depth question.
right.
But all right. Yeah, I think that's pretty much for my focus week. Actually, I think I did see a movie that was kind of cool. I watched Willow again. Have you ever seen that movie before?
No.
Willow is a George Lucas movie.
Oh, that Willow was a Will Smith daughter or something.
I whip my hair back and forth. That's her,
Yeah.
right? I saw her yesterday at
Oh, for reals?
Nobu. But no, Willow is this like magical fantasy, kind of like Lord of the Rings, Zelda type of movie that was on. It's on Disney Plus now, but it's from back in the day when we were
Oh,
kids.
okay, cool.
And yeah, it's about a dwarf, that's this baby.
Well, is he one of the missing seven doors?
He could be, actually. I wouldn't doubt
The eighth
it.
one?
Willow's not an emotion, but maybe, you never know. But yeah, so it's this dwarf.
Well, maybe that's
He's
gonna.
like a hobbit, or a cockeyed like Link. He just lives in a random village and just does random village shit. And then one day, this fucking evil witch sends her armies to like attack his village because they're looking for some baby. And then he finds the baby, and then he decides he's gonna protect the baby and get the baby. Some spirits tell him, "Oh, you gotta get the baby here so the baby's safe, because she's the only way we're gonna stop the evil queen," And so yeah, he escorts the baby, meets a hero, like a swordsman and shit. He helps him out, and it's like a magical fantasy thing. It's pretty good. There's some bad things about it. He
Sounds
sprinkled here
cool.
and there. Yeah, it's pretty
Yeah.
cool. There's some bad things here and there, but I'll tell you, the monsters and the makeup look really fucking good. Looking at it today, I was like, damn, how come we don't do much practical makeup anymore? Sometimes that shit's really badass.
Yeah, if it's done right. I mean, some of the actors kind of like might complain after a while of some of that shit sometimes.
That's how we lost Red Skull, remember?
Is it?
The guy, he's from the Matrix.
Like Val Kilmer, what did he do?
Yeah, about well, yeah. He there's a moment in that where he gets cursed by the witch. And he starts turning into a pig, and he looks really fucking scary when he's half human, half pig. And I was like, damn, those effects are really fucking good. But I'm guessing Val Kilmer bitched about it from what Will is saying right there. But yeah, what's up, Chibi Wags? Thanks for joining the chat. Yeah, so I rewatched Willow. That was pretty cool. It's very cool to see the early magic and sword shit and how they were fucking it up and what they got right, and just comparing it to Lord of the Rings in my head, it's pretty interesting shit. But yeah, that's most of my unfocused week. Oh, one last thing. I watched this new fucking badass anime, and guess what? It's a Korean anime.
Huh.
It's made by a Japanese production company. It's made by like TV Tokyo and all that shit. But
Nice.
it was first a manga and a webtoon from Korea.
Oh, we might have talked about this a few weeks ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, I
Okay.
think so.
So the first episode's actually out now. It's called God of High School.
Wow, okay.
And it's a dude, it's so up our alley. It's a fighting anime, and
Okay.
they all go to the high school, and everyone in attendance is supposed to be trying to become class president. And the only way to be class president is to be able to subdue everyone else in hand-to-hand combat. It's
Damn.
fucking crazy, dude. And the main character is like Harang. He just kicks.
Oh, yeah.
All kicks. Like, that's his thing. Like, he jumps real high and kicks real hard and real fast. And he's got two friends that
What
he
does he do?
meets.
Taekwondo?
Yeah, Taekwondo. It's almost more like sensui shit too. Like, he does like crazy shit, like rapid kicks and everything.
Yeah.
And he's got two friends. So one guy's like a really fucking fast boxer. Like, he just appears behind you and shit. Like he sees them running one way because they're chasing a mugger, and then they passed him chasing the mugger, right? As he's walking the other way. And then right when they're gonna lose the mugger, that fool fucking decks the mugger. And they're like, "What the fuck? Like, how'd you get here?" And he's like, "Oh, I caught up."
That's
And that's all he
funny.
says, "Oh, I caught up." And then the girl partner, the friend, she's a fucking kendo master.
Nice.
And it's dope because right away, somebody fucking disarms her, He's like, "Oh, what are you gonna do now?" And she fucking fucks him up. And I was like, "Oh, that's dope!" Like, she's like, "You really think swordsmen can't use hand-to-hand combat?" You know, she's like, it's the first thing she says.
Yeah,
and it's pretty cool.
That's what I was hoping for that right now too. When you said that,
yeah, she did. It was cool because she did like a Shaoyu move too, like a some palm push shit. Mm. It was dope, and that was like her first sword technique. She's like, sword technique number one is like a palm strike. She's like, yeah, the first thing we learn is hand-to-hand combat. And I was like, oh shit,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so God of High School, it's on Crunchyroll. It's not on Hulu, so it might be kind of hard to watch for a few weeks. You might have to wait.
I'll wait for it to be done if I check it out.
But yeah, that's it for my Unfocused Week. Oh, last thing. My girlfriend got me this fucking dope-ass One Piece shirt.
No, that's cool.
Of Sanji, the chef kicking guy.
I was about to say, there's some fucking utensils there.
Yeah, that fool's the chef of the crew. And he also has that kicking style like fucking Sensui. Oh, yeah? That, ironically.
That's funny.
Yeah. But anyway, Unfocused Week. That was me. AJ, what did you do for your Unfocused Week?
Chill out. So, my Switch, of course, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing, as I do. Oh yeah, we played some Ninjala last week.
Oh, after we show. Did.
At least I did.
Or I watched you, and you explained to me how things were working and shit.
Yeah, I was still trying to figure shit out too, because the tutorial mode in that shit is not
garbage.
It's not good. And a lot of stuff just feels like thrown together as far as you navigating into the main game. The gameplay is good. The menu, when you're choosing like what do you want to go into a game or mess with your item, stuff like that, that looks awesome. But everything in between all that is kind of like just feels jank, because to start off the game, when you get a tutorial or something, or no, you get the intro to the game, you know how you see that and it's in the game,
yeah,
and the intro's playing, whatever, you're seeing all these characters, it's, music's happening and all that.
Yeah,
all that was done off of YouTube. Like, the game connected to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And then playing that video, and you could just tell because, like, it looks like it's down quality for some reason. Why is that? And yeah. It's like, oh, wait, this looks like it's a YouTube video maybe.
Yeah, AJ, it was so funny when you pointed it out to me, because I was like, I didn't say anything because I was just looking at it, and I was like, something looks different. I feel like you're playing a different game. I was almost thinking in my head.
Yeah.
And then, like, AJ's like, no, it's playing off fucking YouTube. It's weird. And I was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, because when it ends, you're, like, at the end of a YouTube video where it's just...
It recommends something.
Yeah, but there's recommendations, and you see the player, like, you know, controls at the bottom and stuff like that. It's like, I just got finished watching a YouTube video. Okay, like, that's weird.
It's very
like,
weird.
I don't know what the point of that was. But yeah, that happened twice. And then the tutorial mode was like, they make you read shit. Like, okay, oh, read this. Oh, if you push this and this, you can do that. And it kind of gives you some, like, little scrolly pictures. Like, you can just, you know, move to the next thing to read, like, little panels and all that. Kind of like a PowerPoint presentation in a way, I suppose. And that was your tutorial. And you got to pause the game and read the tutorial shit. And then you can try it out in the, like, training mode. That's all it was. It's like, you don't make me do anything or, like, put me in a situation where I learn how to use this ability and stuff like that. So that was kind of whack. But the gameplay, it was all right. One thing that's kind of thrown me off, and I thought about it after a while, it's the camera system.
Because
I've heard this has some connection with the Splatoon creators in some way.
Yeah, this is actually made by the same team as the Splatoon team. And it's funny because you can't tell from the gameplay, but stylistically you can kind of see it.
Yeah, for sure. And so I was expecting some easy camera controls, you know, with the motion and all that. Because I play Splatoon, I play with the motion controls. And it's really intuitive. Like, I get it. Like, you know, it's never bugged me. You know, once I learned how to use it, I couldn't go back to any other way. But this game, it gives you the option to do the motion control, but it's not like a default thing. So I made it my default, and it's weird. Like, you know how you want to recenter the camera? You push, like, X or Y or something like that, and the camera recenters in case you're, like, a little bit off. There's no easy button like that. You have to push in the, I think it's the left stick or some shit like that, to recenter it. And it took me a while to find out, like, how to do that. So I didn't like that so much. And then it's kind of like a fighting game too, so it doesn't really work too well for shooters.
That was kind of the odd part. It's funny, when we originally saw the trailers for it, I was feeling like a Smash Brothers vibe, and that's not quite the vibe.
No, it's an arena fighter for sure, but it's not like a Smash Brothers type of fighter, like a 2D plane.
No, I didn't mean thing. I don't mean that. I just mean in the execution and the simplicity of something that can evolve into a serious fighting game from its simplicity. But it's kind of broad, right? The game's kind of broad.
Like, yeah, it's like you have multiple people in the field. I think there's 8 players at once, and they're all fighting.
And you could never see everyone coming.
That's the other thing that's weird, yeah. Because you'll face one enemy, and you're fighting this one person, but you can get hit from behind from someone else who sees you fighting too. So that's kind of weird. I'm not sure how to get around that, or if there's any powers to avoid any of that. And the controllers are kind of far and apart too, I feel like, because you use your left and right triggers for stuff, and then you can also do the right triggers for stuff, and then you're also using A and B to do certain attacks too. So you kind of got to remember, like, oh, what two combinations do I do for this? So that was kind of throwing me off too. So there's a lot of, like, I don't know.
Oh, remember the thing that bothered us the most is the strong pay-to-play.
Yeah, well, it's a free game. It's free to play. But if you want to get all the cool shit, it's like Fortnite, exactly like Fortnite, actually.
Oh, that, yeah, you made that
Yeah,
connection.
Fortnite has the same model where, like, you can play, you get a default character. I think Fortnite actually switches out characters. You don't always come through with the same character.
Really?
Yeah, you always get like a different character, I believe. But if you pay a little bit of money, you can probably, like, get your own character, you can get your own clothes, you can get your own dance styles and all that to kind of customize yourself a lot. And you can do the same thing in here too. You have different moves. Even your victory poses and all that, you can also buy those as well, or earn them, I think, because I was earning points and I did buy one motion, for a victory motion or something like that. So that's a thing. So yeah, it's definitely going to make money off of the customability of it.
Yeah, it just kind of it also made it feel very hot. I mean, once you pointed that out and I started looking at the shit and how people were fighting some shit other people has, like, it kind of feels hollow now, like, because you gotta,
Yeah, the game's only like a couple of weeks old though, so like I don't think everyone's been able to try it, and maybe they're still debating on whether or not they want to throw money into the game yet to make shit customizable. But when I play Fortnite, like everyone has like a cool emote or some cool outfit or some cool weapon, and I was like, oh man, I want to do that. Like I didn't see any of that yet. But when playing Fortnite, the couple times I did, I got that feeling from that. So it's not there yet. But I guess I don't know. I'll go back to it eventually.
Okay.
Anyways, a lot of Animal Crossing too. One thing that sucks about my freaking controllers right now is I'm getting this fucking drift again.
Is it happening again?
Yeah, already. I just customized my whole thing. I took out the joysticks because it was drifting. That's an issue that Nintendo has with their Joy-Cons, and I'm already getting it again.
So wait, is so even and you got a different brand joystick. We both did, right?
Yeah,
It's
so
not, so this is not a Nintendo problem. This is a fucking Switch problem.
no, it's not the Switch problem. It's from that joystick itself. That's why that joystick has to be replaced. It's just the design of it is what's. So what happens is dust can get inside the internal parts of it, and now that since there's dust in there, it fucks with the sensors. So it'll think you're walking one way when you're not doing anything at all. So literally, the stick will be neutral, and I'll start walking left.
See, I haven't had that. I had something, I think I told you, I had something similar, but it wasn't that fucking problem. Like, not that intense.
Yeah, no, that's what's going on with me right now, which sucks. So like, I'm playing Animal Crossing, and one of the things you kind of need to do every day is like hit your rocks. So you have like six rocks on your whole island, and by hitting these rocks with like a shovel or an axe or something, items kind of fly out. You get like either stone or clay or some iron, but if you don't do it just right within an amount of time, with a certain amount of time, you can't get the full number of items out of it. I think the max you can get is like eight. I think it's eight, six, seven, eight, yeah, eight. But if you take your time hitting it, or if you have to reset yourself and then start hitting it again, then you're gonna lose out on one or two items. So you might only get like six out of it. For the longest time, I was only getting like six items because I was doing it wrong. And then I seen people like online get like eight out of it. It's like, oh, the fuck, you can get more. And what people do in the game is they dig holes behind them. So when they hit the rocks, every time you hit a rock, you kind of bounce back a little bit. But if you have something behind you, then you won't fly back. And usually people dig holes behind them so they don't fly back, so they can stay close to the rock the whole time and just swing at it and get all the
That
items.
is very fucking in depth.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a serious fucking technique into that shit. Okay.
But because I have the stupid drift, I'll be looking at the rock, I'll be looking upwards at the rock, hitting it, and all of a sudden I drift left and I'm looking left and I'm fucking swinging to the left, digging a hole or something like that. I was like, fuck, that kills my time, and I end up getting just, six items out of it, the whole thing, or four items out of the whole thing instead of the possible of eight, just because it's the fucking thing drifted to the side.
And we just got those controllers,
Yeah, it's only been
man.
like a month or something, right?
Fuck,
Yeah.
that's like how.
So I either need to buy a new set again and open that shit up again and replace it, or maybe just buy brand new ones. I don't know.
Have you done any online research as to how people are dealing with this?
By either straight up replacing it, or
Fuck.
there's another method, but I've already tried it twice, is when they get like a little bit of alcohol into the insides of it to kind of clean it out a little bit. But that's kind of hard to do, and I've done it already twice and it's done nothing.
Fuck,
So
and it did
it
nothing.
did nothing. So yeah, I gotta just buy a new Joy-Con. They're only like $8 or something like that. So it's not that
It's not
much.
The money, it's the principle.
But it's the fact that I already did it once like a month ago, and now it looks like I might have to do it again. And who knows, maybe I might have to do it in another month or so, which I don't want to do. Also, Nintendo is currently in some legal shit about that whole thing. So I guess we'll see how that, you know, turns out. And maybe we can be compensated in some way for that. Also, maybe they'll remake something that, you know, doesn't give it that ability or doesn't have that issue with it too. So I guess we'll see. But that's what I'm dealing with now. I'm probably gonna order new Joy-Cons off of Amazon. Maybe later tonight. We'll see. Other things that I've been doing though. I played a little Marvel versus Capcom. I was talking about last week. I was playing something. That's what I was playing, in case anyone was wondering. I played some Marvel vs. Capcom 3 because I thought someone would bust out that game to play, but it didn't happen. But that's the notes that I found, was my Marvel vs. Capcom 3 notes. So I played that last week. I played a little bit on Sunday, for sure. Just kind of relearning combos and stuff like that. So in case that game comes up on a Sunday, I'm ready.
You're pre-prepping for MVC3?
Just in case.
You know,
because I heard it's a possible game that someone knows how to play.
If that comes up, bro, I'll be so fucked because I never played the new version.
MVC3?
The Ultimate.
Infinite?
Infinite. There you go. Infinite.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are going to choose Infinite.
Oh, okay, cool. Because it sucks, right? Everyone hates
it. I don't think anyone's played it, yeah.
Okay,
amongst
cool.
us.
Maybe I should practice with you then, actually.
If it comes up, the only person like that would bring it up is either Drew or Chris.
I think Chris would bring it up for sure.
Yeah, he didn't bring it up last Sunday, so... Anyways,
if you want practice, bro, I'll be down after this. I could use some infinite practice.
I've been practicing something else that I'm not going to talk about yet.
Oh shit!
That I'll definitely bust out on Sunday night. Have you seen Space Force at all yet on Netflix?
I have not. Is it any good?
I've started watching that.
Steve Carell.
Actually,
right?
I already finished it. Yeah, Steve Carell, and it's actually it's created by both Steve Carell and Greg Daniels, and
That's
Greg
the
Daniels was also the same creator of The Office in America.
What do you think? Does it hold up at all? Is it comparable at least?
Yeah, for sure it is. That same type of humor you got in The Office is very prevalent there in what's it called, Space Force as well. Like it has that weird humor and also has some like cringe factor into it once in a while too.
I know that's your favorite part about The Office, right?
It's not my favorite part, but like I don't mind it. It's hilarious, but it's also very smart too. And yeah, and then Steve Carell plays a very similar Michael Scott type of character as well. He's not that stupid though, but he'll definitely say some stupid shit sometimes. You're like, really? but it's a good show for sure, and it definitely leaves you on a type of cliffhanger as well. And there's some definitely like twisted stuff going on there that's hilarious throughout the whole thing. But definitely recommend checking it out if anyone likes any type of like comedy, you know, similar to like The Office or even like a Community and stuff like that. It's like it's on that level for sure. Also, I finished watching Outer Banks. I'm not sure if I talked about that. Outer Banks.
Oh,
is another...
yeah. We never talked about it on the podcast. And that's a TV show that's on, what is it, Prime?
No, it's on Netflix as well.
Netflix. Okay.
Yeah. I had some people compare it to like Goonies meets like a Riverdale, and I would say yeah, it definitely has some Riverdale feels. I've never seen Goonies, so I can't say much about that part of it, but it's definitely like Riverdale where it has like that type of teen drama type of thing, but there's definitely this cool like mysterious thing going on too, so it's like one of those type of mysteries like, oh shit, I'm gonna find out type of thing going on. Or so that was pretty fun too. That was a good time. Also, I think that's about it. Oh, he's right here in front of my face, too. It came in.
Oh, Boba!
This is my... Oh, he's all transparent in here. Let me see if we can take off the green screen. But the Build-A-Bear Bulbasaur finally came in. I'm going to turn off the green screen just so you can see.
Damn.
All his majesty.
All his glory.
Yeah. His fucker's huge. He's fucking bigger than my head. But yeah, he finally came in. He also came in with a cool little like beanie and a cool little scarf. It's summer right now, so I didn't put it on him. But yeah, this shit's fucking dope. I'm kind of glad I have it.
That shit looks dope as fuck.
He fucking looks life size.
Yeah, I feel like that's how a real one would be, right? Like about that big. Yeah.
You know what? Let's look up Bulbasaur. Like
his height. His
I want to see his height because Build-A-Bear also does this thing where like they give you like a birth certificate for your bear when you buy it. Yeah, that kind of has like the color and the size of it and all that. And he's 24 inches, is what that thing said. So let's see what his size is. Ooh, it's very close. His height is 2 feet 4 inches.
Oh yeah, that's almost 24 inches.
That's 28, dude. He's 28 inches. What the fuck?
It's fate, dude. That guy is fate.
If I did my math right,
you guys don't know that's Collision 28. That's AJ's favorite magical number.
That's funny. He's 4 inches shorter than a normal Bulbasaur though, so that's all right. That's
cool. Everybody's different. You know, we can't all be the same.
Exactly. You know. That's pretty dope. But yeah, so I got myself a Bulbasaur finally. Oh, he also, get back over here, dude. He speaks.
He's got the original voice.
What I was hoping that he had like the original like Game Boy like sounds, but he does the anime speaks. He has like 6 different sayings.
He doesn't sing the song Bulbasaur. Like, I thought he was gonna do that.
Yo, if I can figure out how to hack one of those things, I'll totally do that shit.
You can make him say Pika Pika if you can hack it and really confuse somebody.
Yeah, we'll fuck with somebody, right? I'll go ahead and put in the classic cry from the actual game. Yeah,
that would be so funny.
Dude,
if you
that's
did
what
that.
I wanted,
dude. That would be so dope. That's money to be made, dude. If you did that, that's money to be made, dude. The original right. 150 with the sound that they fucking make.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Maybe I'll look into that. Now I'll look it up, see if anyone's done it already. If anyone's hacked that little sound box. What sucks though is that it's inside the body, so I had to like unstitch him just to get to it. Which I'm also worried about too, because that thing's gonna die one day. I mean, it's running off battery. It's not like he's solar powered. I know he can use solar beam and shit, but he's not solar powered.
You know what's funny? I think I saw a YouTube channel about people that would go in and replace the electronics in stuffed animals and toys and shit like that. And like, it's some of their videos are really interesting because like, it's very fucking difficult to do it sometimes.
Build-A-Bear is like this fucking whole thing, dude. It's this whole fucking culture, man. Where like, have you ever been to a Build-A-Bear store before?
I used to work across the way from a Build-A-Bear. Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, so like, they actually like when you go and buy the Build-A-Bear, you actually get the fucking just clothing of it. It's just flat, no stuffing inside the bear, and they actually go and stuff it right there in front of you, and then you can add shit into it, and then they sew it up at the end. Jesus. And then you have your beer like that. So I wouldn't doubt that they know how to open shit up and take the
and like
shit
fix
out of
it and shit.
Yeah, and like replace that sound little box that they have.
There might even be a paying service for it. I wouldn't even doubt it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt you go in there and maybe pay $5 to replace it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do some, you know, make a note of that. Maybe we should do some research into that.
Yeah, no, I'll research it for sure, because that's something that I do want to, like, I might have to do someday. Anyways, but yeah, my Bulbasaur, looking huge as fuck.
Damn, Build-A-Bear repair. All right, okay, that being said,
we're on Twitter. You can always tweet us and follow us there, Twitter at unfocus28.
Also email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com if you got news you want us to talk about or questions about previous episodes, or you know, some maybe you thought we got something wrong. Tell us. We'd like to hear it.
Either there or on Twitter or even Instagram. Instagram, what is it? At unfocuspodcast.
Yes, at unfocuspodcast.
Collision28.com. All right.
And let's jump into news.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
All right, we're gonna start this off by educating AJ in some Dragon Ball history.
This is what he looks like when he's dead.
Damn, like when he faints, you mean?
Yeah.
When you mean when he faints?
When he faints, my bad, yeah.
Faints. I'm gonna educate you on some Dragon Ball history right now, AJ. All right. So you've heard of Dragon Ball Z, right? Obviously, the TV show.
Once or twice.
Pretty popular. So you got Dragon Ball Z, right? And then that continues on to the show called Dragon Ball GT.
Okay.
Right? And from there, Goku goes to a level beyond Super Saiyan 3 called Super Saiyan 4, right?
Maybe. Okay.
All right. So just hypothetically, just roll
hypothetically.
Me on this.
Okay,
I'm teaching you a little bit about it.
All right.
So that's what happens. You know, you got this parallel universe where they progress in this way, and he just keeps powering up more Super Saiyan shit, right? Then one day someone decides, yo, this show sucks ass. This show's fucking horrible. Let's write another one. and we're going to get the actual creator to help us, right? So
okay.
Then they make Dragon Ball Super.
Okay.
Right? And Dragon Ball Super, they brought a whole new level of power. It was like, no more Super Saiyan shit. Now they're Super Gods, like Super Saiyan Gods. Like, different levels. Like, forget Super Saiyan 4 and moving up from there.
Oh, wow.
It's just a whole different source of power they're getting from, like, different transformation, right?
So they change up the story and shit, like the legacy and all that, the
mm-hmm.
the whole foundation.
Like you said, the legacy. That was a perfect way to put it. They changed the legacy. And so what do you do when people actually liked that one thing about that fucking legacy? People fucking love Super Saiyan 4, right?
If you can fit it in, you fucking throw it in there, right?
Yeah, so check it out. There's this show called Dragon Ball Heroes. I've talked about it a while ago. Because, you know, it's a separate side TV series that's made just for you to buy the video game, the mobile game, you know? But they got all the voice actors for it. They got the whole team, like the whole art team. It's a Dragon Ball anime, right?
Okay.
But in this Dragon Ball Heroes one, they take different versions of Goku from different parallel universes. So they bring the Super Saiyan 4 one back into the main fucking story and really fuck with everything. And so people that are fans of that, they actually officially named Super Saiyan 4. So it's called Super Saiyan 4 Limit Breakthrough, or in Japanese, Super Full Power Saiyan 4 Limit Broken. Fucking so Japanese.
So he's just fucking broken,
so,
huh?
Yeah, that's the moral story. He's broken, bro, I guess. So that's funny. It makes you read it differently when you say that. Not limit broken, like, no, he's past his limit. Like, no, his limit is broken.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how I heard it.
He changed the whole meaning for me right now.
Limit, comma, broken.
Yeah. Or no, colon. Limit, colon.
There you
broken.
Go, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's fucking... I was like, it's pretty cool that they're acknowledging it in Dragon Ball Super, but they gave it its own name. It is still... in the story, technically, but if you're only watching Super, it doesn't matter, I guess. But apparently some fans consider it trolling, because they're like, you're never going to fucking use it again, like, except for this little fun side story, you know? Like, so why even fucking tell us?
Yeah.
Shit? But it's just funny that the Dragon Ball community went out of their... The official group went out of their way to name it, and it's this absurd, ridiculous, long name. And, you know, it's funny, because in the current story, you know, the new god powers they have, they're called Super Saiyan... God, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Blue Release. That's the fucking name of the transformation. It's way too much, bro.
Yeah, it's always way too much.
And I'm like, dude, this just points out my thing. Like, even though Dragon Ball tried to get really creative with some of the shit they're doing, they're just so whack, bro. The foundation's just so whack.
Too hard, and they keep reinventing stuff, it sounds like.
They do, bro.
And that's why I'm kind of glad I never really got into Dragon Ball.
You know
what?
It's okay that you didn't, bro. Because Naruto is Dragon Ball way better. You know, Naruto is Dragon Ball, but... actually interesting as fuck. Like,
that's cool.
Different powers, different skills, the mythology makes more sense, you know.
Mythology, that's what I was looking for earlier.
Yeah.
That's what
power levels make more sense, you know. So anyway. So Super Saiyan 4 is now Super Full Power Super Saiyan 4 Limit Breakthrough.
What's this ultra?
Gotta say the whole
thing. Where is that coming to play?
Bro, that's, oh my god.
Okay,
oh,
never mind. Because that's the thing that was introduced into the Dragon Ball FighterZ game recently.
Yeah. They put it in the game?
Yeah, Ultra Instinct Goku is now in the game.
How many Gokus do we have now?
I don't know.
10?
I don't know.
You know what's
but
funny?
I heard that, and then people started complaining. How many fucking Gokus do we have now?
You know what's funny? When Dragon Ball Super started, when that game started, people were saying this game is dope because there's not a gang of Gokus and a gang of Vegetas.
Yep.
And now there are. That's
just
funny.
Took them a minute. That's all, you know.
Yeah, they're like, we're getting to it. Don't worry, you know.
We'll get there, guys. We hear you.
I don't think I've ever heard of a video game company like totally doing the right thing and then like retroactively fucking it up afterwards. I've never heard of that. That's so different. But so basically, all right, I'll tell you briefly without too much detail.
Okay.
Ultra Instinct is them feeling the natural energy of shit, and now they're on a new level where they can predict shit and see shit coming and like feel things before they happen, and then they're even stronger.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but they should have done this a long time ago.
Like Sage mode, right?
Yeah, it's like Sage mode.
More broken, it sounds like.
It's more broken because you actually get stronger too. Yeah. I guess it's kind of fucked. But they should have done this a long fucking time ago, and it would have been cool. It's too late now. You know, and then on top of that, they gave it to the strongest fucking character. That's why everyone's mad. Everyone's like, dude, if you would have gave that to Piccolo or Krillin, like, because that power makes sense. It's anyone can tap into it. It's not like the Super Saiyan shit where only Saiyans can be Super Saiyans, you know?
Yeah.
and then they come up with this cool system to change and even the stakes, and they only give it to the main fucking character. And everyone's like, fine, never mind. Like, Dragon Ball doing Dragon Ball as always. But anyway. All right, AJ, got some news?
Yeah. Have you heard about, what's his name, Henry Cavill?
I've heard of him. He's sometimes plays Superman, sometimes The Witcher, right?
Yep, exactly.
I heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he's a huge nerd, too. I think we've heard about this maybe a couple of times in the past.
Yeah, we have because, okay, I'll tell you a quick story about that fucker. He almost missed a Superman call because he was playing fucking Modern Warfare or whatever. And he's like, dude, he got the call. He's like, I know that's a job. He's like, but fucking, I'm like, I don't know what it was. They're in the middle of a rank up or something, but he was like,
it's like there's two guys left. It's only me. I gotta win for the team.
I don't know. It was something though. He was like, he said he let the phone ring a good five times, and then on the fifth ring, he's like, you know what? I better fucking get that. And he got it, and that was his fucking Superman role, dude. Like,
he was like, oh man, we were about to like not give you another call back right now. But good thing you picked up.
That's how. I mean, they probably would have hit him up a bunch of times, but sometimes it happens like that. You know, like, oh, can't get this guy, call the next guy,
fuck it. Imagine.
So he's always shit. Like, shit, I'm so glad I fucking took the minute to like pick up that call. Anyway, that's just a little fun story.
Imagine that actually to like an actual Superman, like he's just busy playing some games and shit and someone's dying. He's like, hold on, I'm faster than a speeding bullet, so I can be there in no time. Let me just finish this one level.
The game. Yeah. Oh, sounds like me if I was a superhero, bro. I was like, let me just finish this one round. On this level I'm on right here.
Like, you know what? I didn't like the way that ended. One more round and I'll get to your problem.
Dude, I just realized you and I would make the worst superheroes if we're fighting each other in a fighting game. Like, one more.
We did it before, right? You know, Luminous and, you know, skipping
class. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have done
it. We skip work for Diablo, you know?
Yeah, fucking... and for Luminous. We did it for those two only. Those are the only things we ever skip work for. It's cool for.
Anyways. But, yeah, so apparently he posted a video. I think it was on Instagram. He built a PC. Legit.
Oh, he built a PC himself?
Yeah. He put a whole computer. He, like, fucking laid out all the pieces. Graphics card, processor, the motherboard, the RAM, a case. Fucking had AIO cooling, the RAM, everything. Fucking even the thermal paste and all that.
Real quick, Wags, you did not miss that news. Fine, I'll do it next. All right, go on, AJ.
So he actually went ahead and just put a video together of him building this PC. And he's in there in a fucking, like, muscle, like, shirt and a tank top. Fucking with his huge muscles and shit.
You gotta still flex, you know? You gotta still flex.
Everyone's, like, calling it, like, the most sexiest PC build ever. And I watch a lot of tech videos, and I watch a bunch of people building PCs, so that was definitely on my radar, and they're all talking about it for sure. And they're all giving him props. A couple of years ago, this one thing happened. The Verge, you know The Verge? Mm-hmm. It's this website for news and all that. They actually put together their own video of how to put a PC together, and it was horrible. They fucking got so many things wrong. They didn't show you a lot of things, and... They just called things the wrong thing, and there was like a lot of things that were like potentially dangerous in how they did shit. And they're like, you shouldn't be putting out this instructional video for how to do a PC when you can't even do it right yourself. And so all these tech, you know, YouTubers and all that kind of got on their case and talked shit about it. Even the people that were watching it noticed some shit that was going wrong with it, to the point where The Verge actually blocked off any comments to be made on the video.
Oh wow! Yeah. Like that, huh?
And eventually they took off the whole video. Eventually, right? So that's like a legendary thing that people talk about when people see bad PC builds. Like, oh, looks like they're from The Verge or something, right? But this one was like, nah, this is way tons better than The Verge. Like, The Verge should have called him, you know, to
come to PC. So he's like really about that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, because he's actually legit with the whole thing. Even to the point where he didn't make a mistake. And he's like, oh, look, I fucking put this thing on backwards. Let's go fix it, you know? So he actually, like, you know, made comments about, like, things that he made mistakes on, too, which is pretty dope. So, yeah. He can fucking build a computer.
Motherfucker.
So, props to Henry Cavill. Superman can build PCs.
All right.
And then he could probably build a PC to play his own game.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
The Witcher, right?
The Witcher. Damn, imagine. All right, so other news. I'm going to get to it right now because fucking Wags wants it to happen. What do you say?
He said, wait, did you guys call out a KB for Diablo?
Oh, let's talk about something else. All right. Look, all right, so Transformers. I don't know if you know. Did you know there's a Netflix Transformers show greenlit that's going to be coming out soon?
We might have. I don't know.
I feel like you might have talked about it a few weeks ago.
No, I think you brought it up a few weeks ago.
Okay, was it me?
Shit like that's usually not on my radar.
Okay, well, Netflix, the only reason I feel like it would be you is because it's going to be in the same vein as the Voltron show. and it's going to be a Netflix Transformers animated series. And they said they're doing a trilogy of seasons, of series. So there's going to be three series, right? We know the first series is called War for Cybertron.
Whoa.
And it will be focused on the OG Transformer story of Megatron versus, like, Autobots versus Decepticons. That's it. Second season, I can't seem to find much details about what the second season's about, but I'm assuming it's going to be
a TV series, huh?
Yes, Netflix TV series.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, bro, I thought you would be more excited.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, the Netflix TV series. I said by the same people did Voltron, like, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, yeah, that sounds familiar.
All right, so the second season, I can only assume, because I can't find many details on the second season for some reason.
Earthrise, he says.
Oh, okay. And So Rodimus Prime, you know, and them with the kids, basically all the shit we saw back in the 70s, like that Transformers show.
Okay.
And season 3 just got titled today.
Oh.
So check it out. Season 3 is called Transformers Kingdom, right? And then on the tweet where they announced it, I'm going to tell you exactly what they said. After the announcement, Netflix tweeted this. Did you crack the code? We're excited to reveal the title for the third chapter, Transformers Kingdom. And then they put an ape emoji behind it. Oh, and it said, get ready to go ape and get your claws out for Kingdom. And then they put a raptor emoji.
Damn.
Right? And then, so basically, I mean, it's not official, but Kingdom sounds like the animal kingdom.
Right.
Season 3 is...
And an ape and some claws and a freaking... What was the other thing you said?
A raptor.
A raptor, yeah.
Beast Wars,
fucking bro. Beast Wars, yeah.
Beast Wars are back. Like, it's happening.
This shit hasn't even started yet, and they already have a fucking third season planned?
They said from the minute they announced the first season, it was going to be a trilogy series.
Oh, shit.
Three series as part of a whole story. And, season 1 will be War on Cybertron. Season 2 will be Rodimus Prime Earth shit, I guess. And then third season will be... Beast Wars, and I'm fucking hyped because you know
that's fucking like it could be a quick series.
I mean,
Voltron moved through kind of quick and it ended already too.
Yeah, it did. I know that's kind of the thing with their animated stuff. Even Castlevania is kind of going across the games pretty quick.
Oh yeah,
like they're like basically in the third. They're already in the third game with season 2.
Wow.
So I don't know where they're gonna go from here. And that's I feel like that's part of why they're like fucking with Devil May Cry shit is because eventually they're gonna run out of shit. You know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of quick. I was hoping maybe that, one season of Cybertron sounds cool, and then maybe give us like 2 or 3 seasons on Earth, and then maybe go into that. But damn, fucking just, you know, or fucking Cybertron, Earth, and then fucking Beast Wars all of a sudden. Like, how the fuck's, what's going to happen that they go into Beast Wars after a season?
Exactly, dude. I don't know. No, after 2 seasons.
After 2 seasons. But still, like, after 1 season on Earth, that was what I mean.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's pretty cool. I like that they're doing this specifically because it's very blurry. What happens and why they go to Beast Wars? Because when you watch the first episode of Beast Wars, it's.
But don't they? Isn't like their memory lost and they don't even know like.
Yeah.
Anything, right?
Exactly. But the first like 30 minutes or first 20 minutes of it, it's actually them from fucking Earth traveling, like flying to that Beast Wars planet.
Oh, okay. And,
but it's really weird because like they're not showing them fully, probably because they can't show them fully, like in their trucks and shit, you know, legally or whatever reason. but it's always a very weird feeling that. It was not clear, like, why they left Earth, and they were just like, oh, there's another war, there's more Decepticons here, we're going, you know? And this will be cool to see a show where they're actually going to flesh it out and tell you, like, oh, this is where they went, this is why this happened, this is why this happened. Or even if it wasn't a thing, now they're going to write it, you know, and tell you why all this shit happened.
Like, fucking Wags just fucked my fucking mind. He's like, Beast Wars is in the future, but it takes place in the past. What the fuck?
What? What does that mean? Wags, you're going to have to explain that shit. No, what do you mean by that?
Don't explain it.
It's in the future.
We don't have
it takes
time
place in the
in our podcast for that shit right now.
I have a headache now.
What I can imagine, though, is like maybe it's just like this infinite loop where, like, you know, it's Cybertron and then it's fucking Earth and then it becomes the Beast Wars shit. And then it's like now Beast Wars is the prequel to the beginning and it just goes in a fucking circle forever. Like,
oh,
like,
you know what? Actually, like, I think Beast Machines does kind of set some shit like that.
Oh, it's fucking Beast Machines. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I've seen that.
So I feel like that could be a thing. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, even though I love Transformers and shit, I don't know too much about the lore at all. Other than
you're gonna learn today, or not today, but you're gonna learn soon.
Yeah, I will learn, yeah, for sure.
Because this show's gonna be coming out. I'm gonna tell you everything.
And I've never really seen a lot of fucking the original Transformers. I've seen an episode here and there. And that's about it.
Did you end up seeing the Bumblebee movie?
No.
Oh, shit, me either. Dude, we should watch that shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard it's great.
Yeah, it's good, but, like, you know.
I heard that's the new canon they're fucking with now.
Are they, though?
No, I heard they're not doing any more of the Michael Bay shit. I heard from now on it's that fucking continuity.
All right. Well, if a second movie comes out and it sounds like it's pretty good, I'll go ahead and watch Bumblebee. That's kind of where I'm at right now with it.
Look, Wag said it's good. He's a hater.
All he said is good. He's like, oh, it's fucking amazing. Go watch it. He just said it's good. So, all right.
Look, better than Bayformers.
That's fine. That's cool.
Bayformers, right. You're a fool.
I know, right?
I was trying not to acknowledge it. That was pretty funny.
That's a good one, though.
Right. Yeah, but so, yeah, keep your eyes open. This show has been delayed because of the virus and all that shit. But it is, they said it is coming out soon, and they're done with the first season. They just have to, for whatever reason, they need to release things. July 30th. Okay, in 8 days. Whoa. 8 days.
What the fuck?
Season one only.
Okay, cool. Nice. Can't wait. That gives me time to finish. Oh, I started watching Slayer's Revolution.
Oh.
And? I'm only two episodes in. I think there's much going on other than she's under arrest because she's Lena Inverse.
Which is not that weird. Not weird at all. I'm like, honestly, if I saw her walking around, I would arrest that bitch. I'm like, I know what you've done.
Oh, man. But yeah, so... Anyways, other news. Nintendo's been up to some shit. apparently, some people are like, you know, people love to dig around in different places, right, on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like Twitter. Always digging back into the past tweets and all that, or just other accounts. And some people come across this Nintendo 35th, I think is what it's called.
What is that?
So Twitter, so at Nintendo 35th or something to that effect, is an account that hasn't been used yet. And people kind of dug into, like, why, who made this account? And you know when you want to, like, when you forget your password, you want to recover it, and it says, all right, we're going to send an email to this email address so you can recover your password. And it kind of shows you your username and email address, but not really. It has everything start out. You ever seen that before?
No.
Well, that's what happens sometimes at certain websites when you forget shit. So people have done that just to fuck with it to see what information they can get. And apparently it looks to be like it's a Nintendo account that owns this Nintendo 35th account. Like someone actually at Nintendo owns it, and it matches up with someone else that owns other Nintendo accounts. They're like, okay, the same person has also this account, but why? So 35th anniversary. What's the 35th anniversary of like Mario, right? Would have a 35th or the NES maybe. So maybe that's what this is for.
Okay.
Don't know.
Mario should be older than 35 years now, right?
Technically, but like the actual Super Mario Bros. Game. I think 35.
Like Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, right? Super Mario Bros. Yeah. If we want to go back to like Donkey Kong and shit, then yeah, he's older. But also, they found another registered Twitter account called at F0JP. We haven't had an F0 game in fucking a decade or something. I think the last F0 game was probably, what, 64? Or was there one on GameCube?
There was an arcade game, actually.
And there was an arcade game after that, and that was like the last thing, really.
Oh, there was a GameCube one, too. Yeah, you're right. That was the good one. That was the one people loved the most.
Yeah, and that was like the last one, probably. Other than that, we have not had an F-Zero game since then, and people have been dying for one, asking for one, and they haven't done anything about it. But this F0JP account is also registered under the same name. We don't know what the name is because there's a bunch of asterisks to kind of block out everything, but it all matches up to say at nintendo.jp.co or some shit like that. Which matches up with anything else that they own too. So people are expecting like, oh shit, is there going to be a new F0 game pretty soon maybe? So I guess we don't know yet, but just speculation going out there based off some Twitter accounts people found.
All right.
So hopefully that's some of that shit's true.
Okay. In other news, apparently, even despite Falcon and Winter Soldier being delayed...
Speaking of Falcon.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly, right? Despite Falcon and Winter Soldier...
Captain Falcon at that.
Right? He will be. Oh, you're right! He is Captain Falcon! Okay. So I don't know if anyone heard the sad news earlier this week. We will not be getting Falcon and Winter Soldier in August. We may not even be getting it this year.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, because...
Not too surprised, but...
Well, you know the burn is, they said they only have a little bit of footage left to shoot to finish the last couple episodes. That's all they have. But America is banned from travels right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so they cannot fucking finish it. Upon that sad news, I found out WandaVision is still set to come out this year. Which, I don't know if anyone knows, they moved it up from 2021 earlier this year. I think probably because they foresaw this shit getting bad. And they were like, this is the only show that doesn't require a big cast. So I'm guessing.
Yeah. Or actually, I think Stephen brought this up over the weekend too, saying that a lot of it is just filmed on a soundstage.
Yeah.
Like they're not traveling around the world filming outside. It's all like on the stage. It looks like it's a sitcom too, right? And
yeah.
You already do sitcoms.
They even reference
on a soundstage.
Yeah. And they said they reference a lot of old school sitcoms. So yeah, that makes sense. You're right.
Yeah. So that's probably another reason why that one's allowed to get done sooner than Winter Soldier there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So we're still getting it, at least for now. I mean, things could change, but it sounds like they're pretty much done with it from what we're hearing. I'm going to go for – we haven't had an official release date given to us by Disney or Marvel yet, but I'm assuming November, December, you know.
Cool. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so,
too. I want to see that shit. We have not had anything new regarding Marvel this year.
No. No, we haven't.
Like no MCU shit at all since fucking Spider-Man Far From Home.
And you know what's funny? It was already going to be a year in May when Black Widow was supposed to come out.
Yeah.
That we hadn't gotten some shit.
Yep, and
so now it's like we're going
into... That didn't even happen.
We're going into a year and a half, maybe 2 year territory now.
Which, you know, would be crazy too, because Endgame took place like what, like 5 years in the future?
Wow. AJ, don't say what you're going to say right now. Don't fucking say it. Because I'd be really pissed if we're left with half of the population afterwards, dude. That would be fucking whack.
But, I mean, not only that, but like, because that's 5 years in the future from when that movie came out. And by the time all these MCU movies start coming out again, it would have caught up with Endgame.
Do you think that's their plan?
Maybe. I don't know.
That would make a lot of sense, actually.
That could have been a plan.
AJ, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, like, by the time all this stuff happens, it would finally even out with our world again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny because I remember when Endgame came out, everyone's like, yeah, this is the first time Marvel has been out of sync with the real world.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool.
But they'll be back in sync once all the other movies we're all waiting for start popping out, and then it'll start matching up with the actual timeline again, which might be on purpose. I don't know. You heard it here first.
Yeah, right? You're welcome.
If you never thought about that before.
AJ, you got something for us?
Yeah, so Splatoon. Apparently, we're getting another Splatfest pretty soon.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, next month, actually.
Okay.
Also, it's the 3-year anniversary of Splatoon 2 this month or this week or something.
3 years of Splatoon 2?
Yeah.
Dude, that game is such a fucking anomaly to me. I can never pinpoint when it came out, and it's always weird to me that it exists. Because I feel like it came out too fast, but then it's just, I realize it's been around.
Yeah, it did come out shortly right after Splatoon 1 on the Wii U.
Yeah, like, I feel like we had the last Splatfest, and then 3 weeks later, Splatoon 2 came out.
Something like that, yeah. And actually, we didn't even play it right away either, I don't think, because I don't think any of us owned a Switch at the time when it came out later. Because I waited to buy a Switch for a while until there was like enough games I wanted to play and until I had enough money at the same time. But yeah, eventually I ended up getting it. I think Splatoon might have been the first game. Oh, I think we're waiting to hear Smash Ultimate to be announced, too.
That's what we were waiting for. Yeah,
what it was. And then it got announced, and they're like, okay, Splatoon's out already.
Let's go get that
Smash is getting coming out soon this year, so it's time to get a Switch now. I think that's how I remember planning it. But anyways, yeah, that was 3 years ago. New Splatfest, which we thought they ended last year, but then we got a surprise one a few months ago, and now we're getting another one. And they have plans for two more afterwards as well.
Okay.
So next month on August 21st, starting at 3 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to get chicken versus egg. What came first? So another classic that they did already before.
All right.
And then there's two others that are planned to come out before the end of March 2021.
Okay.
Also, this Splatfest coming out is going to be a 48-hour event, unlike the last one. The last one was a 72-hour event. It was a 3-day event. This is going to be the usual 2-day event.
I'm so mad. I'm going to be at... Man, because now I'm back at work. I'm not going to fucking get to do it very much.
It's going
to
be Friday and Saturday. I mean, it's going to be ongoing, so you could just, you know, as soon as you get home at night. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
When I was playing, I'll play like a little bit in the morning, and then I'll play the rest at night.
I won't be
maybe
able to,
a little bit the next morning.
I won't be able to play morning, but like, yeah, maybe I could play a little bit late night. Well, doesn't it stop at a certain time though? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's going out for 48 hours straight.
Oh, it is straight. Okay, yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll be okay with the one night of playing as
Let's
long
all
as I go
call
hard.
Out. Wags is saying
he's feeling mad because he got left out of the Diablo shit back in the KB Toys. We couldn't tell you, bro. You're a manager. Okay, sorry.
he knows. He knows exactly.
All right. My turn.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember Edgar Wright? He's a director, a movie director.
He sounds familiar.
I think you know him. He's done Shaun of the Dead, Scott Pilgrim, and
The Raven. Croak the Raven Nevermore.
Nevermore. No, he never more did that shit, bro.
Oh shit.
But he did Ant-Man, you know, he's the one who famously got He's the one who famously had the best script out of any Marvel movie ever and they didn't use it because
That dude.
Yeah. He's fucking great. One of his movies is one of my favorite movies of all time. But apparently he'll be directing a new movie with Steven Spielberg as the writer. And this movie is going to be called, was it Room 1?
Edgar Allan Poe, that's who it is.
Yeah, that's who you were talking. You didn't know who you were talking about?
Like, I knew I was talking about. He was like,
yeah. You brought him up. Yeah. Stage 13 is the name of the movie, and as per his theme of weird fucking movies, this one sounds really fucking weird. And the idea of the movie is it follows a ghost from a silent film era, and they've been haunting this movie theater for 30 years.
Interesting.
And then this director, you know, starts making a new movie there. She tries to haunt him, and they end up actually becoming friends and making a kinship, and they decide they're going to make their mark on the world together. So he teamed up with a ghost to make movies. I don't know what this is all about.
It sounded cool until that part. I was like, I'm not sure how I feel about this anymore.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the two of them become friends and decide, you know what, we're going to fucking make the best movie ever. And so it was very interesting.
Dude, I mean, if you can fucking hire a ghost to do a movie with you.
Yeah, that's a fucking win.
That opens so many possibilities.
Yeah, dude, special effects budget? Nothing?
Fuck that.
Zero. No. You save all that money for yourself.
Seriously, yeah, I'm an actual ghost now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely saves money on special effects.
So yeah, just as predictable, just as predicted, Edgar Wright doing some weird ass random shit again, you know, with a very unique story.
Yeah, if you want shit floating around the air, fuck that. You don't need any special effects or strings.
Fog? You don't need no fog machine. Just a ghost. Just a fucking ghost.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so he's about to add another weird one to his roster of books. Movies he's written and directed, but look forward to it. Stage 13. There's no release date, obviously, because we don't know when this shit's over. AJ?
How they don't ghost us. In other news, we have Rocket League. You ever play that game?
No.
Rocket League's fucking fun.
I keep hearing about it.
I played it. I have it, I know, on Steam. I played it a few times. I want to play with some more people because it's a team game. It's soccer with cars.
Oh, I remember that game. I still haven't played
it. With rocket cars.
But I know what it is.
Yeah.
I see people do crazy ass drift shots. That's the only cool thing about the game is that you can do a crazy ass drift shot.
Yeah, you can fucking flip the car around and do shots like that too. I've seen some shit like that.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But yeah, so this game has been on Steam for like the last, I think it's been 4 or 5 years now. Maybe longer, I feel. But anyways, it's been like for like, I don't know, like 10, 15 bucks or something on Steam forever now. But now they are going to have this game be free.
What?
Free if you want to play. But not on Steam, though. It's actually going to leave Steam after this. If you own the game on Steam already, though, they'll still support it. You'll be able to play your game still. But anyone else that wants to buy it on Steam, when this goes free, you're not going to be able to get it for free on Steam. It's not going to be there at all. They're moving to Epic Games. So you got to go to the Epic Game Store now to get the free version of this. Anyone that has the game currently on Steam, apparently they're going to upgrade your status. You're going to be legacy status. And that kind of gives you a lot of DLC pretty much that they've had in the past. So any Rocket League branded DLC will all be unlocked. There'll be a new in-game title that shows the year you started playing as well. And there's some other shit going on with that too. Some of that other shit though is not going to be available if you haven't had the game owned already since, I think, like yesterday. But anything else, though, yeah, it will be free. And you have time to buy it still now. There's no exact date on when it's going to leave the Steam store, but they say somewhere later this summer is when they'll take it off the Steam store and it'll be free on Epic Games. But yeah, at least it's going to be free to play after this, though. That's cool.
Okay. Let's see.
So if you haven't played it yet, you'll be able to soon.
All right. Quick news real quick. Shin Megumi Tensei is a game for the Switch that came out in 2017.
I've heard of this game before. What is this?
You know what? I don't really know.
It sounds familiar. I hear about it a lot.
I think it's an RPG. I'm not really sure,
possibly,
though. I honestly don't play it. I've only heard the name in passing.
Yeah, I've heard it a lot, too. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah. I didn't do too much research on it. I just thought it was really interesting because this is from Nintendo Direct, which was this week.
That's probably where I heard it, too.
Yeah, Nintendo Direct has been going on. And they announced that the Switch will be getting a version of Shin Megami Tensei. And this will be later on in the year, but it is coming. Oh, sorry, later on next year. That's going to be a Switch 2021 release.
Yeah. But they had a mini direct the other day, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they announce that, but there's this new wrestling game, WWE game, too. Looks pretty dope. Looks like chibi wrestlers in a way. They're like small bodies, big heads.
Like NBA Jam?
Something like that, I suppose, yeah. But you're wrestling, you do like four players, it seemed. But that's something else that's coming out, too. Something, it's like WWE, something Brawl, Superstars, I don't know. But there were brawls in it. Which kind of makes it sound like it's a Smash Brothers game.
It does. Yeah, you have to throw in the keywords, bro.
Yeah, right?
All right, AJ? Or should I do another one?
I have another one.
Okay.
So, there's some new Street Fighter content coming out pretty soon. What's cool about this, too, is that this outfit right here for Laura, which, you know, if y'all didn't know, I'm a Laura main in Street Fighter V, if I ever do play it. This was, I don't think it was created, but it was definitely picked out by Idom, who was the recent CPT winner. And I think this year it happened. What's crazy about Idom, too, was that he was not sponsored at all. And I don't think he's ever won like a huge major like this either. But yeah, he happened to win this, and all that money he got went straight to him. There was no fucking third party. He did it all fucking by himself. The only unsponsored player in the CPT ended up winning the fucking whole thing, the Capcom Pro Tour. That title, not only to get you a shitload of money and all that, but it also allows you to pick out like new outfits that are coming through the pipes and all that for new characters. So of course he mains a Laura, so he chose a new Laura outfit, and this is the outfit that he chose. It's like a schoolgirl uniform for her. In addition to this, though, there's a bunch of other like outfits and stuff like that too. I should have been playing this video this whole time. All it is outfits, though. I mean, nothing special else going on with Street Fighter right now.
Honestly, I love the outfits. That's kind of one of the main things that fucking draws me to Street Fighter after a while, like getting the fun little outfits and shit.
Yeah, that's fucking cool right there. The fucking champion's choice, and you fucking have Idom right there in the background holding up a trophy and shit. Go back. You can't even see his face, though.
Really? Is it the player?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But he's the one that actually chose this outfit, yeah. I'm not sure who created it, but he definitely chose it. And I hear they're also doing a certain competition right now where you can submit your art and it can possibly be chosen for a game in the future for, you know, certain characters and all that. So, I don't know, Google that if you are interested in doing all that. But yeah, new outfits and all that coming soon. This is new DLC. Something that you got to pay for that's not included in the recent, what was it, Championship Edition or whatever it was called that just came out for Street Fighter V. But yeah, that's some new Street Fighter stuff going on there. $20, I think, for the whole it's called the CPT 2020 Premier Pass, available on Steam and on PlayStation for $20.
All right,
July 29th, so next week.
July 29th, all right. In other news, a trailer recently dropped for the new Chucky TV show that's going to be coming out next year. I don't know if anyone even knows about this, but we talked about it a few years, I guess a year ago. I
forgot about these, that we have these.
So this is a real complicated scenario because the original creator of Chucky, if anyone doesn't know, Chucky are these horror movies from the 80s about this doll that fucking kills people.
Originally called Child's Play, actually, is the actual title.
Yeah, Child's Play is actually what they are. You're right. Chucky is the character's name, and for some reason around Chucky, around the third or fourth movie, the movies became Chucky and not Child's Play.
Yeah, I think the fourth one was Chucky's Bride.
Yeah, The Bride of Chucky.
The Bride of Chucky, something like that,
that's
yeah.
That's right. So the Chucky franchise is pretty big in the horror community, and in general for old school movie watchers, people like, you know, they love the corniness of it.
I should call my sister to watch the show right now while we talk about this, because she loves Chucky.
Oh, does she?
No, she doesn't. She fucking hates it.
Oh, fuck. Well, maybe stay out. If anyone doesn't know, last year, a Chucky movie reboot came out, featuring Mark Hamill as the voice for Chucky.
Whoa.
So, I heard it was okay. But if anyone knows, it bombed at the box office, and it didn't.
Oh, it came out? Oh, shit.
This came out last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the movie was actually good, but like the reviews are good for it, you know? Okay. But it bombed at the box office, and the reason it bombed at the box office is because this motherfucker's fans are so loyal. Because what happened was he told, the company that owns Chucky came up to him and said, hey, you going to make us a new Chucky movie? And like we want one, and he's like, no, I'm not gonna do it. He's like, I'm gonna focus on a Chucky TV show that expands the story. And they were like, okay, is that what you really want to do? He's like, oh, you guys support me on that? And they're like, yeah, we'll support you on that. Yeah, fine, do it. And so, you know, he started working on this Chucky show.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after that, an announcement came out that a new Chucky movie would be coming out in 2019. Oh. So basically, that was just them saying, like, oh, if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it. You can still make your show.
Yeah.
And so the fans were not fucking down because he was mad. He was fucking protesting and talking shit. He's like, you know, originally his show was going to come out last year too. So they were literally going to be rivaling each other.
Right, right.
And a big movie production versus a TV show, obviously the movie production is going to get more fucking traction.
Yeah, just ask DC.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But apparently he's kind of, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to say he's gotten over it, but he's like kind of more comfortable now. He doesn't seem to be talking as much shit. But he said, this story will continue the story of Chucky and expand on it some more. It will not be a reboot like the movie was. And he said, this show is what he wanted for the rest of the series, for it to continue and get bigger without being stupid. He's like, keeping the fun, stupid stuff too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Mark Hamill one took itself too seriously or whatever, but, you know.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Yeah, me either. But yeah, he said he will continue to wrap up the story that he's been spinning for 30 years across 7 movies. Yeah, and Chucky will be back, so just keep an eye out for this. It's going to be premiering on Stars and FX.
Interesting.
Keep an eye out for it.
All right, cool. Yeah, Chucky's always a classic. I haven't seen any of those since The Bride of Chucky, I believe. I think it's the last one I actually saw.
That's the last one I saw, too.
Yeah, I saw that one in theaters, too. Good times.
We may have saw it together.
Think so?
I think we did, dude.
Really? No, I don't think so. That came out, like, in middle school, I think.
No, that came out in high school, didn't it?
I don't think so, because I remember seeing that with, like, some cousins and stuff, I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was middle school.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. But I was like, damn, have I ever seen that movie? With people out that were not even super down for it, but we were all like, fuck it, let's go see it. I just can't remember. I guess it wasn't you. All right, AJ, got some news?
Yeah, so what do I got here? Oh, so you want more free games, I hear, right?
Always.
Because not only is Rocket League going free to play, but also I believe starting next week, also on the fucking 29th, just like Street Fighter things coming out, Pokken is going to be free to download if you are a Nintendo Switch Online member.
Pokken's the fighting game, right?
So yeah, Pokken Tournament XD, or DX, sorry, is the game. This is that fighting game, that Pokemon fighting game, made by Namco, by the way, too. Bandai Namco, Namco Bandai.
Okay.
Namdai.
Namdai, yeah.
It's going to be a free game trial. This is kind of similar to what they did with ARMS, actually, a few months ago, which I did get on for for a day before it was gone. But yeah, for about 1 week, you'll be able to play this game. What fucking sucks, though, like, this is a cool game. I played it on the Wii U. I like it. I've been wanting to get it for the Switch, but I haven't been playing. I bought fucking Mario Maker 2. I haven't even touched it at all yet. I opened
it, haven't even cracked it yet?
I opened it. I just haven't even played it yet. Because I'm just playing Animal Crossing. And if I'm not playing that, I'm either doing Tetris, Luminous, or Smash. And Pokemon, maybe. I have other things to kind of work on, I suppose. I would love to play some more Pokemon Tournament, though. But so I'll definitely check it out. I'll definitely download it and play it since it's going to be free. I know there's some new characters that I haven't seen yet, so it'll be cool to check those guys out. If anyone else wants to check it out, I recommend it if you have a Switch for sure. See if you like it and then buy it so I have someone to play with. But yeah, this is coming out next Wednesday, I believe, the 29th. And so yeah, this will be available from July 29th until August 4th. At 11:59 p.m.
On the dot, huh?
Yeah. You know what also sucks too? Fucking people on the internet so fucking ungrateful, because I was like reading through some of these Twitter comments right here, and there's some motherfuckers are like here's one, like, people still playing this game, and then someone there, just make it free, nobody plays that shit. Like, the fuck, dude? Like, I think someone else down here was saying something like, why didn't you make this game free when it first came out? And then someone was like, they're only doing this to get more people to play the damn game because no one's playing it. Well, yeah, it's like, obviously.
I was like, dude, people are tripping. They just obviously don't understand how this works. Like, yeah, if like, you're that mad. Like
business, yeah, right? Like, yeah. All the games that are awesome to play, like, that are selling well, yeah, why would you make that shit for free for, right?
If
something is not doing good, make it for free.
So yeah, but if it's running, like, fuck it, right?
And it's only for a limited time, too. It's not like it's, like, completely free.
And there's tournaments for Pokken. It's not like there's no premise for people playing it.
Yeah. Somebody will play it. Anyways, but I want to get back into it, though. But yeah, like I said, go check it out if you haven't.
Infinity Gauntlet, is it? Pokken?
I think we talked about it. I think they agreed to not do it only because you can't play on one screen if you want to play two players.
Oh, I think I was there for the conversation. I remember that because I didn't know that. I didn't know that you couldn't play on one screen. That's kind of
yeah. And anyway. That's a thing for sure. What was cool about the Wii U though is that you could play two screens because you had a screen in your hand and you had an actual screen up there. So that was the only way to do two players without going online.
Hmm.
I'm not sure how they if they make up for that or not on the Switch. I guess I'll find out next week.
True. All right. So
I got one more story.
Oh, you only got one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do my last two then. Ready? I'll start with one. You do one, and then I'll do one. Yep. Done. Okay. Did you know that Korra is coming to Netflix?
I heard.
You heard, you motherfucker.
Yep.
You didn't tell me. No, but yeah, I was
you didn't invite me.
You didn't invite, bro.
Because Last Airbender was on there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. When I first heard Last Airbender was on there, I was like, dude, when the fuck is Korra going to be on there? Because I actually want to rewatch Korra more than Airbender because.
Me have it all.
I know. I was actually pulling. That's funny. I was pulling some of these out because I got some of these are getting damaged from being out there, so I brought them in.
I was wondering what they were doing there.
Yeah, I looked at some of them were starting to get fucking weather beaten, so I was like, I'm bringing these ones in, and eventually I'll bring them all. Anyway, I guess you know the Last Airbender's been on there for a while now, and I really want to watch Korra again because some people feel that it doesn't feel very fluid between the seasons of Korra. And you and I were talking about how, well, we watched it when it was airing, so maybe we wouldn't feel that gap, you know, like that some people were saying, like, oh, it doesn't feel as like it flows as well as The Last Airbender does. So I want to rewatch Korra and see if I feel that this time around, but because I really like Korra. I feel like I'm always the person defending it. Like, I thought that shit was cool as fuck.
Yeah, Korra was good. It wasn't as amazing as Last Airbender.
No,
was,
I'm not saying no. Airbender is better.
It's good for sure.
Yeah,
it's different as well though. It's not the same type of whimsical kid stuff. You know, it's definitely just more like teen drama driven.
Yeah.
In a way.
But I mean, aren't they both? I mean, I didn't feel like it was so drama driven. Like, I don't know. It was there
for sure. Yeah. Well, okay. Not driven. Okay. That wasn't driven by it, but it was there for sure.
Mm.
And then also, in a way, maybe like if I were to pick at it and figure out why people hate it, I see that maybe Korra is a bit annoying because she's so stubborn sometimes.
See, but I like that about her. It kind of felt like the spirit of an earthbender because like. You know,
she's not even an earthbender, though.
I know, but like, you know, she got past lives, you know, like, they're all in there. Because, like, there was something someone had said about Aang that even though he's an airbender, he's very, someone mentioned he has, like, the spirit of a firebender. Like, he's, like, he's carefree and he's wild and he wants to do this and that. Like, someone.
Maybe, like, waterbender would be more.
Or
like,
maybe it was water.
Yeah.
Someone compared
that
him.
Sounds more like a waterbender.
Someone compared him to another fucking bender.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a different bender personality.
Yeah.
And I was like, I always felt like. That maybe because that that's the next element close to him or the element he passed. That, oh, yeah, maybe that's why he's like that.
Yeah.
And I always felt like, you know, earthbenders are fucking stubborn and she's going to be the next thing Korra will be as an earthbender.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
Kiyoshi. What if they have a personality type that is in the next cycle? Because Aang had this waterbender personality, Korra's waterbender. And Korra looks like she's more like fucking earthbender type, right? Stubborn and all that. Next one in line. Is a fucking earthbender.
Yeah, so,
and the Avatar
maybe
cycle.
Maybe there's something going on with this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and so that's funny. We're just talking.
Yeah.
I can figure something out.
And then Roku was a firebender, right?
But he was very airbender-like.
Yeah.
And he loved the nomads.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck. You heard it here first, guys. we might talk about this more.
And Kiyoshi, was Kiyoshi right before Roku? Because she was fucking hot-headed as fuck, right?
Oh, shit. She was like a firebender. Oh, fuck.
Is that a thing? Yeah.
I wonder if it is. We should tweet the creators and see if what they tell us.
That'd be crazy.
Huh. Oh, that's very interesting.
Now, every time I see something new, like any new information we get about like different avatars in the past, and see like, you know, if we can compare that or not.
I know, because I always liked when we saw Wan, mm-hmm. and he was the first one. I feel like... There's elements in him in both Aang and Korra. Not the same elements, but I was like, I could see one and like both of them. Like,
Yeah. That's true.
But anyway, what were you going to say?
But anyways, no, I'm thinking about it too. But like, if that's true though, that's like, it's always going to be like that because it's the same cycle though. So like, you know, mm, the,
okay, okay, the water, I see what you're saying.
Because there was that one waterbender who was pretty chill, at least the way he explained himself. He's like, always been a chill avatar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was always being, and yeah. Waterbenders are like, yeah,
you're right. So I don't know if it's like always true, but at least for the last few, it has been.
Yeah, it seems like something's going on there with the feelings of it.
Definitely. Anyways, all right. That's crazy.
But yeah, Korra, August 14th, and the tweet that was made by Netflix was, she's the avatar and you gotta deal with it. And I was like, that was my favorite line in the whole Legend of Korra. They're like, I don't know if she's the one. She's fucking kicking rocks and fucking throwing fire in the background. Yeah, I'm the avatar. I was like, what the fuck? It's a great contrast between her and Aang, where he was like, I don't know if I am or if I should be.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, anyway. AJ?
Oh, shit. So, my last piece of news is something that I thought you would bring up, but you didn't. It's about New Mutants. Did you see that supposedly someone in Australia saw an ad for New Mutants saying that it was coming to Disney Plus, like in a month?
What?
Yeah. Since it was supposed to come out like six other times previously.
For real.
And I think we kind of said last time too, like, might as well just fucking put it on Disney Plus at this point, because can't even get it to theaters right now.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for this shit for like 3 years already, right?
And we're like, that movie's cursed. Just fucking put it out. Yeah. Or it's never coming out, I'm guessing. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So people are still trying to figure out if it's true or not, or if it was like faked or whatever. But yeah, supposedly someone saw this ad saying, oh yeah, New Mutants coming to Disney Plus. It also had a couple of new scenes that we haven't seen in any of the trailers yet. Sort of like, okay, that's a new fucking clip. Like, where they get that from? So this might be something running in Australia right now. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think anyone's come out and said anything about it yet. So actually, I heard that Disney was going around to different blog spots and all that news and saying that it was fake. Mm-hmm. But Marvel's lied to us in the past before about shit too, right?
Dude, ever since Endgame, I don't fucking believe them about shit that they say.
Exactly.
Like, I believed them up until that point. Like, because like, things they said before were kind of solid before. They're like, this is definitely not happening. And then it wouldn't.
And yeah.
And like, but yeah, once they said like the game, it wasn't called Endgame, and then fucking it came out.
No one's ever said the title ever before.
Yeah, that was the other thing. No one's spoken the title. And I was like, shut the fuck up, guys.
They said it like two or three times already, right?
Yeah. Looking like the second Avengers movie, he's like, that's the Endgame.
Yeah, right? Man.
Oh.
But yeah, so they might be pulling one of those again. Who knows? But I guess we'll find out pretty soon, because isn't like the Comic-Con has supposed to happen, and they're doing like some, you know, panels on the interwebs and all that. So maybe they'll announce something regarding that.
Maybe Greg will announce it.
Oh shit. Maybe Greg's getting his own Disney Plus series.
Shit. On that note, you ready, AJ?
Oh shit.
Did you hear there's a GoFundMe for the Uncle Stan spinoff of The Office?
For Stanley?
Uncle Stanley.
What the fuck?
Is what people want.
Uncle Stanley
is what people want the show to be called.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be a spinoff about him and his everyday life once everything ended in The Office.
That's fucking be hilarious.
So check it out. That's so, okay, I've never seen The Office, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear someone who's a fan tell me, that's dumb or that's awesome or that's hilarious, you know? And so around a week ago, the campaign was, you know, hovering at 55,000, bro. They generated 55,000 a week ago. People
shit.
Wanted that bad, right? And now they're at 200,000.
Oh, shit.
They're over 200,000. They're actually at $218,745.
Shit.
That means they're $82,000 away from getting a pilot, two episodes, and shopping it around to different networks. Because that's the goal. They want to shoot two pilot episodes and then shop it around. Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
Somebody buy the show. It's fucking Office. Someone's going to people are going to love it. So that's the plan, and that is happening for now, if they could make the last bit of money. So, apparently,
who's like directing or the writers behind it?
Baker will be involved. I don't know if you know who Baker is, but they said someone who was heavily involved with Office.
His name doesn't ring a bell right now.
I mean, I don't know anything. So, but apparently, he was someone who worked on The Office a lot, and this guy, I don't even know his
name. Leslie David Baker?
Yes.
He is Stanley.
Oh, he's not someone who wrote on it. He's the actor.
He's the actual actor, yeah.
Okay, so he said earlier this month, the series is set to follow Uncle Stan. He said Uncle, quote unquote. uncle, quote unquote, Stan.
Never call him uncle ever, so I don't, that part's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I was hoping you would tell me. So, as he comes out of retirement to help a family member in need, originally, Uncle Stanley was said to have retired in Florida to carve wooden ducks.
Yes.
Now the story will continue with him continuing his woodworking jobs.
Okay.
In Florida.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we know. That's all we know. him helping a family member and him getting into a hobby. The whole thing is like him trying to make a life for himself that has nothing to do with fucking office work.
Yeah, because he couldn't wait. Every fucking chance we like got to see him, he was always talking about, I can't wait to get out of here, I can't wait to retire. And there's been like a couple moments throughout the series where it looks like the office was going to shut down. He's like, all right, I can't wait to get out of here, get my severance package, and go retire to Florida. Like, he was always like, excited.
He kept talking about Florida too,
and not always Florida, but he'll mention it once in a while. Actually, there's an arc where they actually go to Florida and he was so excited to go. It was for work purposes, but he went out there like he was vacationing.
What the fuck? Yeah,
which is so out of his character, because he's normally the dude that's behind the desk and
he's always like droopy and sad about things
and angry about everything, and people trying to like include him in fun shit that's not work related. He's like, I'm here trying to do my job, go leave me alone. He's like, you know, or he'll just fucking nap at his desk sometimes. And
So
to see him outside the office and see what his life is like outside would be very interesting, to see how much, like, how similar he is outside. Because, you know, when he was at work, he hated it, but he did his job. He got paid, and no more, no less, you know? That was, like, his thing. So, like, how is he out, like, outside? Like, when you say he's going to help a family member, it doesn't sound like him, but that's because he's at work, you know? Like, is he, like,
you know,
outside?
It's funny you said that, because he said that, you know, he's like, it's just like when you work at an office with somebody, you know, and maybe you go over their house. This is what he said. Maybe you go over their house one day, and then you go over their house for dinner, and you're like, oh, fuck, this person's, like, got a whole different life. It's totally fucking different than I imagined. And he said that's kind of the idea they want to do. They want it to be kind of jarring a lot. It's a little surprising.
Yeah.
But not too far away from the character. So that's so funny that you said that.
The only thing I'm worried about, though, is when I think of spinoffs, one of the first spinoffs that usually come to mind.
Joey?
It's Joey, yes.
Oh, that's so funny. I was thinking about it right now. You know, so I was like, dude, that was one mistake they ever... But you know what people don't talk about enough is Frasier. And Frasier's one of the best TV shows America's ever produced.
And that's a spinoff of what again? Because that is a spinoff of Cheers. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. He used to go to that bar all the fucking time.
I've never seen either.
And wait, you've seen Cheers randomly when you were a kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's when I knew to turn it off and then go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. That was what put me to sleep before I went to bed, too.
Yeah. Like, I would start watching, I was like, I don't get any of this. I just change the channel. Let's go to sleep now.
Dude, I remember I would stay up awake with my mom to watch Star Trek with her.
Mm.
And then I remember the Cheers music would roll in. And I just, either she'd put me to bed or I'd just fucking fall, like, just turn over and, like, start getting ready to go to sleep right away. I'm like, okay, Star Trek's done now.
Yeah.
Because that's funny. Yeah,
that's what I remember of Cheers. which is funny now because, like, since, you know, people, like, kind of talk about shit like that from back in the day, Cheers has come up a couple times. It's like, you know what? Maybe I should go back and watch Cheers. Now that I'm older, maybe I might appreciate it a little bit more.
Maybe, man. Like, you know, spinoff shows are a very interesting thing. Like, it's very crazy how you can take a narrative and just get a brand new show because people just like this one fucking character, you know?
Yeah.
There's a couple of spinoffs that end up being bigger than the original, like Daria. Bigger than fucking Beavis and Butthead.
True. Yeah, like, that's right.
She's a side character.
So, there's a couple of good ones that actually did work out. That's true.
Yeah, well, I know Frasier's dope. It was our counter to Joey. Frasier's the shit. I know for sure.
I wonder, though. I was about to say, but usually the spinoff is bigger than the original in a way. But I guess you can't say that for Cheers and Frasier, right?
No, yeah, Cheers is a little bigger than Frasier, but Frasier's great, though.
But Daria's bigger than Beavis and Butthead, in a way.
Yeah, Daria's bigger than Beavis and Butthead, yeah.
I can't think of any of the spin-offs that were good, unfortunately. That's why I'm worried about it.
Darkwing Duck. Anyway.
Really?
I mean, am I wrong?
Mindy and Mork is good too. What the fuck is that?
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy.
It's a spinoff of Happy Days.
Hmm.
So in one episode of Happy Days, the Fonz finally meets someone cooler than him.
Whoa!
And it's an alien.
Oh, what the fuck?
From another planet, and it's Robin Williams playing him. This is Mork and Mindy, and so he's an alien fucking with the Fonz the whole episode, and so it's really funny because you're just like, nobody fucks with the Fonz. So the whole episode, you're like,
this is fucking weird. And you're, but it's an alien. And you're like, well, I guess I have to be cool with it, you know? And then, you know, the Fonz says how cool he is. And then fucking Mork freezes him and fucking leaves him there. You know? And you're like, what the fuck? And that's the last.
He's cool now.
Yeah, exactly. And Mork's like, oh, cool. Because, you know, he doesn't understand humans, you know? He's like, oh, cool. Okay, I'll make it cool. And he fucking freezes him. And then Fonz is stuck there. And that's like the end of the episode. That's and funny. Everyone's like, that fucking Mork fool is fucking hilarious. And that's when the networks are like, oh, fuck, let's write him a show.
That's funny.
Mork and Mindy.
You know what's funny? I never heard about this, but there's a bit in The Office where Scott, he like he's always trying to like re-replicate like comedians from back in the day.
Yeah.
And he does a Robin Williams bit, and he's like, Mork, something like that.
Oh, I that's so
it.
Funny.
I'm like, now I get it. That's fucking hilarious.
It'd be even funnier if Uncle Stanley made a lot of references to Mork and Mindy.
That would be funny too, actually. Yeah, because he hates Michael Scott, like, for sure. Like,
so. I remember he hates that. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I told you, I've only seen like season one and a little bit of season two, so not much. But I got enough to remember he hates him because that fucker keeps like pulling attention to him and like making him a big deal.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's what's funny about The Office too is like, you know, sure you have your main characters that you're following, and Stanley is not one of those. But when you do get like an episode or like a small moment when they focus on that character, it's fucking hilarious usually. Like whether it's Stanley, fucking especially like Creed, and so that's interesting.
Anyways. You know, a friend of mine, I guess he's keeping up with this right now, but he doesn't have a Twitch account. He's texting me right now, and he's like, this is actually the friend that got me to read Secret Wars.
Okay.
He's the one telling me to read that shit, and I fucking love him for it. He was telling me, he's like, King of the Hill is really popular, too, and I was like, fuck, I forgot. King of the Hill is also a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead.
That's true, yeah.
I always forget about that one, because it's real subtle. Like, it's not even technically the same character.
When I think of King of the Hill, I think that, but when I think Beavis and Butthead, I don't think that.
Yeah, exactly. King of the Hill reminds you of Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, exactly.
That's true, yeah.
I feel like there's one other thing I wanted to ask you about or tell you about.
Is it about Splatoon?
Oh, American Vampire.
American Vampire.
Yeah, you say it every time, I think. I
got to get that as like a soundboard now, because every time I hear that, it's what goes in my head.
Right? Well, anyone that knows, in the past few weeks, I've been talking about how I've been reading this comic, and I'm really scared to fucking catch up to it. American Vampire, you know, I'm on book 6 right now, and it's a story about, like, you know, the Gold Rush era and how fucking European vampires came here and tried to take over America and fucking, you know, colonize it basically and make it an evil vampire country. Mm-hmm. And they infected an American, and they turned out to be different types of vampires that were more powerful. And then it's just a story that keeps going like throughout timelines. Like right now I'm in the 1950s. And like they got like a Fonzie fucking vampire slayer.
Yeah, I think I talked about that, right? Yeah.
So just, you know, it's funny. I've been catching up to it, and just this past week, Scott Snyder and the artist Raphael Albuquerque, put this out and announced that the new American Vampire book will be coming out soon, and it's going to be focused on the 70s. And you can tell from the fucking dope ass motorcycle and the fucking motorcycle jacket he's wearing and shit like that.
And the fact that it says 1976 right there.
I mean, that's a little, you know, yeah, that's a little hint, you know, a little hint.
But, very subtle, you know.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. We were just talking about it, and I was just saying how I didn't want to catch up to it, and then they just announced this. So more is coming. If you're a comic fan and you're a vampire fan, you should definitely be checking that out.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's my last piece of news. AJ?
Yeah, I got nothing more.
Yeah. Okay. And Focus Week, what you got planned?
Chilling. Animal Crossing. Just, you know, it's an ongoing thing. I don't know. What else? Maybe try to play some of those games I mentioned on the Switch. Like, I'll check out Pokken when it comes out for sure. Maybe finally open up or actually put in that Mario Maker into my Switch and maybe try it out, see what's going on there.
I'm sad I can't bug you to watch Hunter x Hunter anymore.
Yeah. I gotta find the rest of it, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I told you I'm gonna buy it eventually because no one has it. I thought HBO Max had it. Dude, they only have 2 more episodes than whatever's on Netflix. That's it. And I'm like, why even fucking get it if you guys are gonna put more? Like, nobody else has it. Dude, who's got it? How come no one has it? Like, I don't... Maybe, there must be some kind of restriction on having the last few episodes or something.
I don't know.
Because, yeah, the last 2 seasons are not available on any streaming service, dude. Nothing.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I'll just wait on that one, I guess. I guess finished watching... what did I start watching? Oh, yeah, Slayers. Revolution, Evolution. So working on that.
You finished Try?
Yeah, I finished Try a while back. Yeah.
Dude, you didn't say anything. I remember last thing I heard was you were watching Next. I was like, oh shit.
See, yeah, no, we saw Troy. I didn't see anything special about Troy that was, like, made me think about shit. Because when I was watching Next, I was like, oh shit, what about that? What about this? Yeah. Oh no, we did talk about Troy because we were talking about how Valfgob was talking about like how he had to talk with fucking Cepheid and
Volfie and Darkstar. Yeah. And we decided that you guys are all fucking up, right?
Something like that. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
But yeah, I didn't pull out anything from there. We'll see. And this is my second time watching Revolution and Evolution, so I don't remember too much about it. But however, like watching the opening credits, like, oh yeah, that character. Oh yeah, this dude. Oh yeah, this is the thing. Like some certain pieces are coming back together right now, so it'll be fun to rewatch it.
I remember I was a little bit mad, but like it was kind of cool in the first episode because you know. Every Slayer series starts with Lena fucking
doing the Dragon Slayer. Yeah,
fucking some shit up with the Dragon Slayer.
Yeah.
And then this one was cool because, like, she was just about to do it, and then someone fucking interrupted her and did it first, and she's like, what?
She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I was like, it was a cool twist. I was like, okay. I didn't like it, but I'm like, that's cool. Yeah. Like, that's a little switch up.
For sure, yeah. So I already saw that, and then this episode right after where they figure out who Pakoda is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I kind of don't remember a lot of shit, so I'm kind of excited to rewatch this all right now.
You know what I kind of want? You know, then we're talking about spinoffs.
Mm.
I feel like there should be a series called Slayers B, and it should be about Silphiel, Valgov, Philia, and Pakoda.
Valgov's kind of dead, though.
Oh, shit. No, he's not.
That's why I said kind of.
Yeah, good one. Okay, 1 point, AJ. I give you that.
Supposedly he might have been reborn, maybe. I don't know. He looked like he was in some type of egg.
Little egg thing. Yeah, that's true.
So,
Zangulov.
Martina. Like,
yeah, dude, I would love to see a show called Slayers B about them, and I'd be like, that'd be fucking cool.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, I would be entertained by that for sure.
B Slayers. like what if it was like Amelia and Zelgadis and they end up meeting up with all those people and they become main parts of the arc way.
That would be a more true spinoff, huh?
Yeah, I
could see that. Like, that'd be cool, actually. Like, they're just interacting with different characters throughout the universe.
Yeah, they're just meeting up with them, and it's like, maybe we should call Lena. No, let's not call Lena, or something like that. You know,
Amelia's like, no!
Yeah. Or Zelgadis, you know, thinking, huh, you know, if Lena was here,
and no, Miss Zelgadis. That would be pretty good. Oh, man, I feel like we should be, like, writing this shit ourselves.
Right? That'd be funny, though.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I got to see, though?
What's
and
that?
I know you fucking put one
Did,
of them
you
on
You saw
here.
That, right? Yeah. I put it here for you because I was like, you guys are watching this right now.
Yeah. Actually, I wouldn't have any copied into my server already, so it's there when I want to watch it now.
Okay.
And I'm currently working on putting Kitty Grave into my server now, too.
Dude, that's funny you did that because when I saw your DVDs, I was like, oh, fuck, Kitty Grave. That show was good. I was thinking about it.
Yeah. So I'm currently putting that into my fucking server. And then when I was putting Revolution and Evolution into my server, I accidentally deleted Slayers 1, the first season, so I gotta redo that shit.
Oh,
fucking pissed me off.
That's
like,
a burn.
Because you can delete like data from this shit, but I didn't know that it deleted the whole actual files.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, yeah, let me delete the data from this, because I want to reconfigure it again real quick. But I ended up deleting everything. I was like, motherfucker.
Ain't that a bitch.
Yeah, so I need to fucking recopy all that shit again.
Yeah.
Nick's finally figured out something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. That's my friend I was telling you about that was, like, texting me because he couldn't get on there. Yeah, he's on there now. You know,
welcome to the internet.
And Chibi Wags, real quick, you know what's a good spinoff? Because I think you watch this, Chibi Wags. You know Fate Stay Night or Fate Zero, you know, the Fate series? Lord Elmelio, the magical detective, is a fucking great spinoff. Like, you know, you see this whole, like, battle of magical people using magic powers and fighting and shit. It's kind of cool to see something in the whole universe of someone just fucking investigating magic shit in a very subtle way and shit. Like, that was a cool spinoff. That just came out last year, so if you like Fate, I think you should check that out, Wags.
Boruto.
Let's talk about something else.
were there any other cool spinoffs anime-wise aside from Boruto?
You know, I really like... You've never seen Magi, but there's a spinoff called Sinbad. That's fucking amazing.
Was it?
Amazing.
No. I was going to say Sorcerer Hunters, but no, that wasn't really a spinoff. But no. Wasn't that connected to the Slayers universe in some weird way?
Yeah. Something about it was like one of the other five universes. Yeah, I guess you're right. That one in Lost Universe. Remember a different anime called Lost Universe?
For reals?
Yeah, there's another anime called Lost Universe written by the same people as Slayers, and that's the universe of Blue Fog. Is that his name?
Death Frog?
Death Fog. Yeah, that's the universe of Death Fog. And the only hint you get is that every time they talk about Death Fog, they show that atavism, that monster fucking...
Yeah, that whole map of like how they're all connected or some shit.
That's the only way you know it's connected to Slayers.
That's funny.
Yeah. And like, it's funny, and there is one other thing. Someone pulls out something very fucking similar to the Sword of Light. And like, they call it something Nova. And you're like, oh shit. Okay, they're just kind of echoing this.
Is it a Dark Star weapon, or is it maybe some other like Dark Lord's weapon or something like that?
That's what I was thinking. I think it's Blue Death Fog's, like whatever weapon or yeah.
That's crazy.
I would like Durarara is a spinoff. I forgot about that. That's true. Durarara is amazing. Durarara's so good on its own. I forgot it was a spinoff. That's
of what?
True. An anime called Bakano. There's an anime called Bakano. So check it out. I'll tell you real quick. This is the last thing I'll talk about, and then we'll end the show. Bakano is an anime about a train in 1940s, and a bunch of people on this train, and some of these people on the train are searching for immortality.
Ooh.
For whatever reason, and they think someone on the train might have this clue, and it ends with no one really... I don't remember. I'm not sure, but I think it ends with no one really finding... that immortality thing, right?
Mm.
And when you're watching Durarara, halfway or towards the end of the series, there's a couple that was on the train that come out and say, hey, look at this new beautiful world we found. We earned this. And then they're just dancing and they kiss each other. And you're like, oh, shit. They found the immortality shit.
Wow.
Because Durarara takes place in our time.
Oh.
So you're like, when that couple comes out, you're like, oh, shit, this is connected. And so
that's crazy.
That's why you'd forget that Durarara is a spinoff of Bakano because it kind of is. He's right.
Hmm. I can't think of any others though.
Yeah, I don't know if you would love Bakano.
No, I was kidding.
Stop it. I don't know if you would love Bakano, but you would love Durarara. It's on Netflix too. Anyway, I guess that's about it. Any other plans for your focus week, man?
Oh yeah. That's what I was talking about. That's how we got into all that, right? Watching.
Oh, fuck, that is how we got there. Yeah.
That's unfocused, man. That's how we roll here.
Yeah.
I got fucking play more of some fighting games and all that. Maybe I practice some Smash in case I want to use Smash as a defending game.
It's a smart move. I've been checking out those Sheik videos you've been giving me. Those are pretty cool, dude.
Oh, yeah. Just check out that whole account, dude. All those videos on that whole account. So anyone who has Instagram, I think, what was it called? Like SSBU for Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Tips. I think that's what it's called, SSBU Tips. They have so many cool, like, just info on just the game itself and sometimes focusing on characters. Like, oh, yeah, if this character does this and you shield, you know, try doing this and that will give you the upper hand to counter it and shit like that.
Wow, specifically for that person? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Like, there is some shit with, like, Bowser. Like, if you, like, shield at the right moment, you'll actually push him off the cliff where he can't recover. It's just some weird thing with certain characters that have an up B. If they're, like, on the edge and they up B... but you kind of pushed them off a little bit, then they won't be able to recover at all from their up B or something like that. Like, yeah, it was something
you know what?
Like
I think that's happened to me before. Yeah. There's been a few weird times where I'm like, I up B'd. Why the fuck did I get the edge? I wonder if someone did that to me on accident.
Yeah, it was something weird like that where, like, if you push them off the edge at the right moment when they're doing their up B or right after they do the up B, they won't get their jump back. Which is fucking weird. Yeah. And they're just done. Yeah, there's something weird like that. But yeah, they have some cool fucking tips on there, like just about all types of random things, a lot of just frame data shit. Yeah, so definitely a cool account to check out. And like, you know, just they just post like one, two, maybe three things a day, like, oh, here's this cool tip. I was like, oh shit, this is some fucking facts. So that's why I send you some of that shit too, just so you can especially that Sheik one since you're talking mad shit about Sheik the other day.
Yeah, I still don't like her, but you know, I like the style though.
But yeah, it's a cool account to check out.
All right. Anything else for you, AJ?
Nah, I think I'm good. Finished my Sonic comics. I keep taking it around with me. I just don't read it, so got to read that soon.
All right. Last thing. Real quick. Skullman is a spinoff of Cyborg 009, by the way, guys. That's another one. Hopefully that's something that's kind of fun. But for me, I've already done... You know, honestly, In the Marvel range, I'm kind of at a blank spot, man. After finishing Secret Wars, I don't know what to read next. I mean, I guess I should go back to that Fantastic Four that this guy wrote that was kind of like building all this up to with the Avengers. Because I really like his writing and the way he wrote Reed versus Doctor Doom. I'm like, dude.
Especially since that seems to be a main thing going on right there. So maybe it is a good idea to read all that too.
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm going to have to do that. And I just love it, dude. I didn't realize how cool... To me, now after reading this, like, Reed Richards versus Doctor Doom is almost as big as Batman and the Joker. Like, I find it really cool that, like, they just fucking can't get away from each other.
Go back to DC.
Yeah, this one wants me to keep reading DC stuff. He's the one who gave me that cool-ass Green Lantern fucking book. That big-ass thick one. Like, yeah. That show's fucking great.
Man, I was talking to my sister, my younger sister, and so she don't know too much, right? Mm-hmm. And somehow we start talking about, like, Marvel and DC and stuff. She's like, man, I like DC a lot better because all those characters there, you know, they're not like like the Marvel characters where they just have all this money that they can throw around and become superheroes. They're all like,
Batman?
Exactly.
He's the originator of that. Like, what the fuck?
I'm like, have you seen X-Men? You know?
Yeah.
But she's definitely just referring to like just the current like media, so, like the fucking CW shows. Like she's like pulling all her references from that.
Yeah,
I was like, you gotta go beyond the TV shows and the movies.
Because those CW shows are fucking whack, bro. Like, I mean, some of them are okay, but, like, they're not really capturing, like, how the heroes are. For example, me and this guy, Nick, were just talking about that. Or, no, I don't think me and him were talking about it. But me and someone were just talking about how the Flash TV show. Have you ever seen the Flash show?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, it's he's got a group of friends that are also scientists that kind of help him, right?
Right.
And, like, me and my friend were talking about it, and, like, that makes no fucking sense. The Flash thinks faster than everyone. He runs faster than everyone. And the whole, like, part of the cool endearing shit about him in the comic books is that he figures all that shit out on his own. So when you give him, like, a strike team, kind of figuring shit out for him and telling him what to do and shit, you start to feel like, you're not really that great of a superhero, bro. Like, you need your team. Like, and I'm like, but that's not how he is, you know? So like,
that's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a good show. Don't get me wrong. Season one and two are great.
What if we find out in the future that all those people were his imagination to help him figure shit out?
AJ, you should be a fucking writer, bro. That's cool. Like his split personality disorder shit.
Yeah, like all that shit we thought it was his friend. This is his own imagination this whole time.
Fuck, that would be so fucked up. Oh, my God. You heard it here first, guys.
Man, someday.
All right. That being said, I guess for me, I'm just going to jump back into American Vampire because I'm feeling really blank about Marvel. So I'll wait for a while before I go back into...
You would cry if that happened. Shit.
Before I go back to reading some... Wait, what was I just saying? Yeah, I'm going to read some more American Vampire before I go back to Marvel. Shit.
Yeah.
And then, I'll probably go back into a little bit of DC too. Maybe some Batman shit would be cool to read. Or continue this Green Lantern shit. There's another big-ass book that continues that Green Lantern story. Because there's two. So maybe I'll get that big-ass book and like keep reading that shit. That'd be cool. But, AJ?
I'm all done, yeah.
We're done?
About that. And then we're out after this. Yeah, after this, I think I'm leaving after this. So no really after show afterwards.
All right.
All right, we're done. We're out.
I'm focused. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you
gotta fix that.
On youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe.